All right. It is the Colorado Show, everybody. I am your host, Darren, and that's Karen. All right. You had a very interesting experience today, and we're going to go ahead and show that.
Yes, please.
Here we go. Check this out.
Very interesting.
Heading to my house.
Oh.
This thing is so big, I could see it in my rearview mirror. My neighbor said it's tarantulas migrating season. This is the second one I've seen in 24 hours. Oh my God.
Please don't come to my house.
Please, I beg you, please do not come to my house. Please.
Oh, the Main Street. Main Streets of Colorado. They say. Nice way to start the show, wouldn't you say?
Awesome.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes, y'all. Welcome to the Colorado Show. We do have some great stories for you today. Ash is still on vacation, so shout out to Ash.
You know, well deserved. Well deserved.
Yeah, she needed vacation. She do like 15 shows a week. It's like, she's not
working
non-stop.
Harder than a Hebrew slave out here.
Yeah, nonstop. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so first things first, this one kind of caught my eye. Denver rejects debit cards for asylum chasers getting $6 million in welfare. Let's see. Denver won't be handing out debit cards with instant cash to asylum chasing migrants in the next outlay of $6 million approved by the city council to subsidize food, housing, laundry, and other services. Councilwoman Chantel Lewis, do you know her?
I've seen her. We've had words at hearings. So short answer is I've seen her and met her. Yes.
Oh, okay. Councilwoman Chantel Lewis was a lone vote this week against funding, complaining about the faith in migrants to spend for themselves the estimated $7,000 per participant in the city's so-called work program. All right, so maybe you can break this down to me. What the heck is this?
This sounds similar to the program they have in New York City with these debit cards. And it's their way of kind of managing the madness. But Chantel, I have no idea why these Democrats end up. I have no idea why. Well, yeah, I do have an idea why they end up being such staunch proponents for these welfare programs for people who are here on our soil illegally. Now, this program, mind you, is not offered to American citizens, nor has it ever been. And this is, they have seen these similar programs handed, giving these debit cards to these migrants for their food. They're illegal aliens, but you know, for the sake of conversation, we'll say migrants.
Right.
For them to manage their lives and, you know, buy the kind of, you know, what culturally friendly food, whatever. But Chantel Lewis was, she's against the funding. One of the few. These other people who make these decisions on the city council, they are so left-leaning. They are all for this. That's how this came up in the first place, with them deciding to dole out these enormous amounts of money to these foreign nationals through the welfare programs that they do not offer to our citizens. And I know they don't. Incidentally, I'm going to insert this. I was involved in a crash recently. And so I've been on the bus and I've been walking and just, you know, it makes you humble and it kind of brings things back into perspective. Well, I've been talking to people inadvertently and I said, this is a little bit of an opportunity. So let me stop complaining about walking and catching the bus with these meth heads. And I'm going to start asking people. Right. So always be closing. So, you know, they're telling me they're barely surviving. I talked to a veteran on the bus just the other day, the number 16 heading west, by the way, just because people say cite your sources. Well, I am the source. And he was telling me him and his wife, he's barely surviving. He was living in one of the hotels on Colfax. And they do not. He's a veteran, served in Vietnam. He's a veteran. He is not getting anywhere near that amount of money. They are barely surviving. They are on a list to try to get housing. They don't qualify for Section 8. They're older. They don't have children. So they are at a disadvantage with that. And he is not getting all the freebies. And, you know, it's just amazing to find out the lengths to what that they will go to make these foreign nationals this comfortable. Why did this even come up in the first place? When I saw they were going to start doing this, I'm like, here we go, New York City. Just hand them thousands and thousands of dollars every month of our tax money. But see, at some point, they're going to run out of OPM, of the people money. And that's when the fund will start with these illegals.
Yo, you know what? Somebody else said this. I saw somebody on X make a video. They said, what you guys got to worry about is when the money runs out, when all the freebies in. Like, that's when the real fun starts. She said this. Like, it's crazy. It said, let's see, the Colorado Peak Politics said, we question what's called a work program or why debit cards are considered, as organizers claim half of the 865 people enrolled in Denver's asylum seekers program are children. What?
Right. So they can't work. So how is that they got classified under this program? And the definition of asylum is 90% or more of these people would be denied asylum.
Easily. Yeah. Like,
they're not asylum seekers. This is not even a valid program.
This is a vacation for these folks. Like, this is going to the States for a year. You know what I'm saying? Some of these people are definitely going back, but the catch and release thing is the problem, right?
Yes.
It says Lewis insisted that the city can trust people getting taxpayer money to prop themselves up. Basic income does work. And we found that when you give unconditional dollars to folks to make decisions over their lives, that's an effective use, she said. Jesus.
Interesting. So not only do you get a bunch of freebies, you get a brand new identity, you get a brand new ITIN. So if you have toilet credit where you come from, you come here and you get a new start. American citizens don't get that option, but, you know, they can buy homes and... Yeah, you gotta.
Did you see the family in Chicago?
Oh yeah, with the new home.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I think you guys showed that on one of back when Ash, right before she left. I think that may have been on an episode. Oh yeah, just
that's nuts. That's
happy.
Nuts.
Happy days are here for them, and that's. Let me tell you
something. I don't know. Here's my thing. The more that they is the destruction of these cities the goal? like what is the plan here? This is what I don't quite get. Like, It's almost like you remember Back to the Future when Biff was like the only rich person, and he was right? just overlooking the destruction of his whole city. It's like,
yep.
Is that the plan here? It's like just have Jared Polis just looking down like. Look what I've done. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm starting to feel like that's the case, man. Like, they're just getting a kick out of this. Jared Polis, man. They are.
It's Pan Am.
Yeah, and Johnston, you get one of these too. Man, I hope that was loud enough. Yeah, he needs to hear.
Kyle Clark, don't leave him out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what he gets? I got one for him. Let's see. Here we go. There you go. Let's see. Lewis's alleged proof that giving unchecked welfare works is questionable. Of course.
What?
Denver handed out $2 million to homeless participants in a trial earlier this year, but only half participated in the survey to determine what was used to help them get housing. Interestingly, the reason cited for declining to pass out debit cards to non-citizens with unproven asylum claims who are not permitted to work in the U.S. is that it's probably illegal. Yeah! You think?
Thank you, Colorado Pete Politics, for printing... true, because you would never see this on the Denver Post. Never.
Right.
You would never see that on Nine News in this context. They're too busy calling us names for, how do you say, making the lives of these newcomers miserable and you know, by saying that they're illegal or by...
I saw a video of them like... There's one lady who was talking about like her apartment complex. Like she gets up at 5 a.m. every morning to go to work. She said her apartment complex, like the parking lot, looks like picnic. You know what I'm saying? It looks like they just hanging out there playing music. Just all the Venezuelans just kicking it all night long.
Yeah.
Until 5 a.m. And then when she says she's leaving, the parking lot's trashed.
Yeah.
Like, it's a mess, man. Like here we go. Sarah Plastino, newcomer program director, told the council during a previous meeting,
in terms of our legal concerns about direct cash assistance for migrants, we know the people in the DAS are not authorized to work legally. We shifted from debit cards to physical distribution because no debit card platform software we looked at can control the category of goods eligible for purchase on the front end.
instead the city awarded $6 million contract to Haven of Hope to provide those services to participating migrants through July 2025. Jesus Christ. According to Haven of Hope's public, according to Haven of Hope public disclosure of tax forms from 2022, they spent more money than they raised. And an enormous chunk of nearly $707,000 went towards salaries. Boy, oh boy.
Oh, they can totally trusted with NGO money that's been billions of dollars from...
It gets better. That year, the organization raised more than $1.6 million, spent $1.9 million. good job there. Good job balancing the budget there, you goofballs.
Do the math.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I gotta say to you guys?
Congratulations, you played yourself,
dummy. Yeah. So that's gonna take care of that. That's ridiculous. All right.
Unreal.
The BS doesn't stop there.
Oh, great.
There's more. Hold on. Let's see. What else we got here in the stash?
Colorado, you never know. Bring it.
All right. Here we go. Ooh, this is a doozy.
Uh-oh.
Let's go. All right. Pound strike back. All right. At Denver Sanctuary Policies. There we go. Bingo. Okay. Now, this should be a doozy. Town strike back at Denver Sanctuary Policies that encourage mass migration. Colorado is making national headlines again for problems caused by sanctuary city policies Democrats have imposed on Denver, and through a statewide law limiting federal immigration enforcement. Castle Rock has voted to pursue a lawsuit against Denver for problems caused by the sanctuary city welcome wagon. Expressing an interest in joining them are Douglas County, plus the cities of Aurora and Parker. This is what Councilman Max Brooks told Denver, CBS News. These actions are in addition to a lawsuit filed this year against Governor Polis and the state challenging a 2019 law passed by the Democrat-controlled legislature banning local law enforcement from cooperating with immigration officials. That lawsuit was brought by Douglas, El Paso, Elbert, Garfield, Mesa, and Rio Blanco County.
All red.
Yeah, which brings us to the New York Post report in this Sunday's edition. It reads, fed up suburbs look to sue Denver after sanctuary city welcomed 42,000 migrants and the gang Trendy Aragua to Colorado. Oh boy, it's about to go down. It's about to go down.
Yes, indeed.
Oh my God.
How perfect. Perfect. Yeah, these are all, except with the exception of maybe one, and that's Aurora. That's kind of, you know, because it's still right. Full of liberals. But the rest of those are red counties. And Colorado Springs, which is El Paso County, is that includes Fountain and Wide Field Security, some of the other smaller cities near the Cheyenne Mountain. But they are, because they've been dumping, they've been trying to pull a okie doke and bring these people, bus them to different other parts
to the suburbs. Yeah, that ain't gonna work, man. That's not gonna work. Yeah. Like,
and they just show up.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work. You playing with taxpayer dollars at that point.
Oh yeah, like,
Yeah, you don't want to. You guys are playing a dangerous game because here's the funny thing. This is like California has lost a motherload of tax dollars.
Yes.
To states like Texas. Florida. Where else? Tennessee.
Some come here, but not as many as used to.
Yeah, but they're not going to Aurora.
No, they're not going to Aurora.
Yeah, they're not going to Aurora. They're moving out to the outskirts. I know a couple of homies from LA to Vegas or to that outside of Vegas, Henderson and all that. Like,
okay.
People like. I don't know what kind of is are they not realizing that a mass exodus is going to leave these major cities without the proper funding function? Like it's one thing to like, okay, so I DJ'd back in the day, right?
Okay.
I've seen what it takes to like, and I'm talking about nightclubs that are thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of square feet, right? So I've seen what it takes to maintain that and the property taxes that get paid on that. Can you imagine a whole city? Like the amount of revenue that comes in from a whole city, like it's you lose that, it's over. It's over. It's right. Biff. It's Biff.
It's Biff.
It's Biff. From Back to the Future, it's like, look what I like. It was just looking over the city, like, look what I've done.
Bring me a couple of peasants. Yeah, I want to party.
Like,
I'm above all of the peasants.
The goal is just like to look at your what you've destroyed and just be like, yeah, I did that shit.
I did
I'm telling you. Let's see. Here we go. We expect Kyle Clark over at Nine New. Oh, okay. Uh-oh. We expect Kyle Clark over at Nine New is flaming out over the latest national headline and desperately trying to debunk the news he refuses to report for fear it will lead to anyone lead anyone to questioning Democrats' support of the open borders and the massive migration policies. Instead, he and his progressive ilk report how racist Coloradans are for pointing out problems caused by unchecked migration. This is wild.
Oh, it's wild. And he won't go to those neighborhoods. I know somebody who Kyle Clark blocked, by the way, because she kept asking him, you know, bring your kids. Bring your kids. Goodness. Let's go have a picnic in Aurora since you're protecting these so-called migrants so much. Bring your kids.
Oh,
bring
he don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Yeah. Well, nobody, like, you don't want to see your destruction. Yeah, but no, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Once somebody that's engulfed in the in that party says something, we see what happens to them. Look at Eric Adams. Eric Adams. They sent the Federales at Eric Adams, and he's still paying for it. Like they won't leave that brother alone. All he said was. This is going to destroy New York City. Like,
that's good. You did. That's good.
That's how he sounds. Like, he's like, yeah, I'm the first hip hop mayor of New York City. You know, I used to be a police officer, so I stand by law enforcement. But this migrant crisis is going to destroy the city.
Give yourself applause.
I'm taking the key to the city back from Diddy. He did give Puffy a key to the city. They had to take that one back. They had to take that.
Not working out well, is it, boss?
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's not looking good. Not looking good. I think Puffy's gonna turn into he's gonna turn into the snitch of the century. If it's funny, if you've been paying attention, like if you look at X profiles, like Pink erased her whole tweet history in his. Like these people are like J-Lo is lawyering up. It's about to get real.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Get real. Yeah.
Bro, I'm gonna wrap up with this the Colorado piece in the migrant situation, but we have to make some time for that Diddy situation because that's pretty intense. And it's getting worse by the day.
It's gonna get real. I don't know if any of you watching right now have seen New Jack City with Wesley Snipes, right?
Oh yes.
At the end when he said, this is bigger than Nino Brown. And he started telling on everybody. That's gonna be Diddy.
Yep.
That's gonna be Diddy.
Yeah.
And something tells me that man knows a lot. If you look at the pictures of the Fed raids, why does it seem like they're going after everything that's connected to an electric cord?
Mm.
Yeah, they went after hard drives, all of that. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Colorado's rad. It's out of control. We're just watching. We're watching this play out. It's ultimately there. Do you know to this date, none of these people who are officials on the crank far left, as I call them, none of these people have done a press conference to just admit, you know, even just to say, you know, we hear you and, you know, we recognize that there has been an issue. We were not aware of this. Even just a CYA, and it has not happened. None of these people have said anything except to try to deny it, deny, deny, deny. But then you've got these counties, the ones that you mentioned, who are saying no. If it's all in our mind, it's all in your mind.
It's
all our imagination.
It's all a conspiracy theory, right? You know, you know.
If it's all in your mind.
It's not, it's none of this.
Why are you fighting? Why are you, if it's not happening, then why are these other counties rising up against you and saying, we're not taking this? Because they've been dumping people in these counties And they're like, no, no, because we never asked for this. We're not paying for them. They're your problem. You wanted Sanctuary City. This goes back to Michael Hancock. Yeah, goes back to him. He was sitting in the mayor's seat when this Sanctuary City thing was popping off.
But who? So, somebody had to it's kind of like somebody had to agree to this, right? So like it's kind of like this, like when I see what's going on in New York City and I see what's going on in Chicago and all these places, I'm like, well, y'all voted for this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, like so this is why I have a problem with people leaving like California, unless they're Republicans. Like, come on over. If you're a patriot, come on to Florida. We're it's the spot. We need more R's on that.
Because we
busting Democrats' ass right now in these votes.
All day.
But the thing about it is like, if you voted for this, I say stay there and deal with it. This is what you wanted. Hey! You know what I'm saying?
Charity starts with you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have a theory. If the best way to red pill somebody is to give them exactly what they want.
That's good. That's good
give
advice.
Give them exactly what they asked for.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. It was all good when it was Texas's problem.
Right. Wow. Martha's Vineyard.
Nobody cared. When Greg Abbott is like, yo, we're getting swarmed down here. Everybody's like, yeah, it'll never come here. And he was like, okay. Play that game, no problem. Send them to Colorado, send them to Chicago, New York. We're about to flood your block with them. And now everybody's like, Greg is a meanie.
He's mean. Right. He's mean and he's racist and he's bigoted and homophobic.
Yeah, yeah. Or like Eric Adams said, he said, yo, he wants to politicize the crisis. He's trying to politicize. He's playing politics with these people's lives. They get off the boat. They get off the bus and they're hungry and they're thirsty, and he doesn't care. Like he's like, yo,
that's
what
good.
You asked for. It's what
that's
you asked
what you
for,
wanted.
Bro. You wanted it.
You wanted. You know? Charity starts with you, bro. They're getting
you got a whole...
in Cherry Creek, man. They're getting them in Cherry Creek.
Now you gotta hold that L, Eric Adams. You gotta hold that L, my guy. And this one's for you. And
I'm Jared so sorry.
Yeah, and Jared Polis.
You don't get the 50,000.
Yeah, let's give Mike Johnson and Jared Polis. Yeah,
please do. Special. Don't leave them out.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Griswold.
Oh gosh, the new mother. The new mother.
Yeah. The new mother. Let's talk about Griswold. Okay. Now, here's the situation. Here's the situation. Okay. All right. Griswold cries conspiracy theory about illegals voting. After encouraging non-citizens to vote two cycles in a row. You can't make this up. Like, when did these psychopaths get power? Who allowed this?
I know who funded it. She's another George Soros, Secretary of State.
Ah, okay. That explains it.
She's just carrying water for
my the name is George. The Prince of Darkness.
Yeah. She's another one. Miss Marshmallow.
Yeah, man. So last week, Democrats in Congress were largely united in their opposition to requiring proof of citizenship to vote. All Colorado Democrats voted against the measure. Of course they did.
Right.
Let's see. Colorado Democrats on Wednesday voted against a measure requiring proof of U.S. citizenship to vote in federal elections that was part of a six-month government funding bill. U.S. Rep. Brittany Peterson called it a radical agenda. Really? Wow. While U.S. Rep. Joe Neguse.
Close enough.
Yeah, whatever. Called it a political game, which could be said about every single vote taken in Congress. The continuing resolution to government failed on a 202-220 vote, with only 3 Democrats in support of the 14 Republicans in opposition. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold was thrilled, calling the measure a nod to conspiracy theories. and she got the post on X, like, this lady's a goofball. She said, but it's not a conspiracy theory. In fact, Griswold sent tens of thousands postcards to non-citizens, yes, encouraging them to register for the past 2 election cycles. Word. Uh-huh. The postcard read, make sure your voice out. There we go.
Monster. Make sure your voice is heard this November.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
directed recipients to
register to vote today at www.govotecolorado.gov.
In 2020, the mailings were sent to deceased voters as well as non-citizens. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, she's done this before. The story came out and she said, oh, it was a glitch.
Once discovered, her efforts were called an accident and blamed on a
data glitch
between Colorado's registration system and the ERC database.
Eric.
Colorado was a founding member of Eric in 2012. Why is Secretary Griswold calling this conspiracy theory when she's enabled non-citizen voting in every election cycle since assuming office? According to Deputy Secretary of State Chris Beal, none of the ineligible voters voted and 3 of 30,000 in 2022 were actually citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Unreal.
Okay. Yeah.
They are voting.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question. That, you know, Georgia pissed off everybody. Georgia said, we doing hand count.
They panicking over Georgia.
Yeah. I saw Rolanda Martin.
Rolanda Martin.
Rolanda Martin, AKA Roly Poly. Uh-huh. He was up in arms about it. And Al Sharpton had the nerve to be like, it's gonna take too long. We know what the play is.
It's gonna take too long. France can do it in one day. That's an entire country. What the hell is wrong with these?
But here's the thing. My thing is this: when people say stuff like this, that what my frustration is with the people that actually believe it. Right. I know they're gonna lie, and I know these goofballs, you know, the skinny Al Sharpton. I know all these people are gonna, you know, trap gaslight and spew a bunch of BS. I already know that. That's in their DNA. Al Sharpton's been doing it since he was fat. Okay.
Good job. Yes.
Yeah, he's been lying since he was 480,000 pounds. Okay.
It's nothing new. Sitting on Tawana Brawley.
Yeah, so what do you think Skinny Al is gonna do?
Right,
he's even worse. So,
right,
I look at it like this: we already know their character, but the people that actually believe this crap they're saying, like these MSNBC, like, you know, I just love Joy Reid. Joy Reid sits on television, tells you you're racist every day. You love her.
That is her job. Seven figures to lie to you and tell you you're racist.
Right. But y'all just be like, y'all eat it up. Like, what the heck is wrong with y'all? I see, man.
I don't get it.
I already know what it is. I told you what the problem is. It's the vaccine makes me anti-depressant.
You know what? How silly of me. I forgot. It has turned them. Well, they were already stupid. It's made it. It has exacerbated.
Made it worse. Like I told Toro, I said, I told Ash and I told Toro this, I tell everybody this. I said, I must have been living under a rock because I did not realize how crazy the Democrat Party had become until after the pandemic. And I was like, yo, these people are psychopaths. Like,
wow.
I was like, yeah. Where the heck have I been?
Somebody turn on a switch. I'm telling you.
No, but you know what it is? You know what it is when you have time to sit back and watch the BS, and this one is like,
right?
Like, because I didn't really used to watch the news, like I didn't keep up with this stuff. And I turned it on one day. I'm like, yo, this world has gone nuts.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
it has.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. The last president I voted for was Obama. I didn't vote at all. Like I was like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, man, shoot.
Yeah.
When's early voting? Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Where's the polls? Never mind. I already know. And by the way, I'm black and I have my own ID. White liberals. I have my own ID. Fact. Nobody had to show me how to do it. Nobody had to show me where to go get it. I am not disenfranchised. I am not oppressed. I made a video last week called Sign Me Up for Oppression.
But black people don't know how to get IDs.
No. Oh, no. Kathy Hochul said we don't know how to use computers. So I guess we're just completely whatever.
Hey, yo, Kathy, this is for Kathy Hochul. Here we go. Yeah, this will work. That's a Kathy Hochul.
Just saying.
Now let's see here. Oh, we got another one. Let's see. Oh, this is about what's my boy John Fabricator.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, we got a John story. Good shout out to John. Give John a hand, everybody. John's out here doing the Lord, you know.
Yes, he is.
You know, I like making it happen.
Yes, indeed.
All right. So, John, let's see what we got going on. Hey, former ICE official warns that Venezuelan prison gang is preparing for a big gang war in Colorado. Okay. A retired immigration and customs enforcement official warned the Daily Mail in a new shocking interview that Venezuelan prison gangs are quickly setting up their network for all-out gang wars on America's city streets and in neighborhoods. Just days ago, unclassified documents from the U.S. Army North Division warned thousands of Trende Aragua gang members, some of which are heavily armed, have spread across America. Aragua has unleashed a crime wave from Miami to New York, but for the first time, law enforcement officials are revealing what TDA's future plans are. From Daily Mail, spoke with John Fabricator, retired ICE Field Office Director for Denver Region, and revealed there's about to be a big gang war. I believe that they're setting up their network right now. These guys are setting up Fast 13 did. They're getting into these apartment complexes, and what they're doing is they're starting with prostitution. Okay. All right. Now, Aurora Police identified known Trende Aragua members. The Aurora Police Department has been actively investigating reports that members of the Venezuelan prison gang have been living in Aurora and committing acts of violence against members of the migrant community. Okay. Now, did they arrest a couple of them?
Yes. Not sure what followed. I do believe they were released.
Of course they were.
Yes.
Of course they were. Okay.
Not sure John, if they officially report again, but
yeah, John said prostitution is a big money maker, and the thing with prostitution is that it brings guys in that they can sell dope to. Oh yeah, that makes sense. He warned that TDA is rapidly expanding and buying weapons on the black market in the area that Bloods, Crips, and Sereños have controlled for years. This creates turf war risk. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He says TDA is MS-13 on steroids. That's a big claim. That's a big claim, because I remember MS-13 was Long Island insane.
Yep.
Before Trump came. Yeah, they would drive before Trump came and kicked them all out. But yeah.
This game is supposed to be worse.
This is gonna get real. This is gonna get real. But hey,
President Trump warned us.
It's all about enrichment. Okay.
Cultural enrichment.
Cultural enrichment. Okay. That's what it's all about. You know, if you have anything to say about it, then you are a bigot. Okay.
You are a bigot, racist, homophobic, sexophobe, and diversity is our strength. Shut up.
Right. Common. Right. Right. but yo, ladies and gentlemen, we are broke over here, so we got to pay some bills. Okay. Yeah. So we'll be right back after these messages. Okay. Glad you approve. All right.
Contagion Kit is something new. Can you tell us about that and what's in it and what it's for?
Well, the Contagion Kit is specifically geared towards a respiratory virus. It includes some of the medications that we've been talking about that are well known to be able to treat respiratory viruses. And importantly, it includes a nebulizer, a way to aerosolize a liquid medication so that you can breathe it into the lungs. Again, these kits are not meant to replace your doctor or a relationship with a doctor. They are not meant for you to fly solo. We have telemedicine visits available if you have any questions about the symptoms you're having. There is a booklet in there as well that supports and kind of coaches you through what symptoms you may be having from something. So these aren't meant to be a panacea to replace everything in medicine. It's a way, however, for people to feel and to be prepared, to be at the ready, to be more resilient, and to be more immune from the sorts of intrusions that we saw during COVID, where your insurance company or your own doctor or the pharmacist or the pharmacy was refusing to let people get a hold of medication.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually. And keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Igor Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio, because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Knowing how to invest your money is harder than ever before. Dealing with stock market volatility, record debt, and terrorist attacks requires new thinking. At U.S. Asset Management, we can help you see the world more clearly so that you can move beyond the chaos and invest with confidence. Call us, visit us online, or drop by our office. U.S. Asset Management, helping you make better decisions with your money.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Album coming soon. Okay.
Yes.
With the new hit single.
I'm back with a new hit single called The Migrant Shuffle.
Okay.
Starring Mike Johnston.
Yeah, right. Featuring MC Mike Johnston.
Now Clark going back up. What's up? He's on the hype man team. No. In the back going, yo, What's up? Stop calling these Feliz
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Goofy. All right. Now.
Oh, God.
And for those of you that don't know, there's a gentleman on another network. We're not going to give them any shine, but we are going to clown this guy. His name is Cenk Uygur, okay? Cenk Uygur, some of you know who he is. He did run for a Democrat primary. Not even a citizen. I don't even think he was eligible to do it. He wasn't born here. But he's a citizen, but he wasn't born here. So I don't think he's eligible to run for president. But he did raise, which is kind of wild. It was a weird situation. He kept telling Biden to drop out and all that. But yeah, I want y'all to watch this fool lose his absolute mind. He's like a child. Watch this.
We're 48 hours after the latest assassination end, and I'm listening to another liberal who I respect. I've had Cenk on a lot on the show, absolutely losing his mind about how despicable Donald Trump is and what a threat he is and a danger and so on and so on. Exactly the kind of rhetoric that Trump has said he believes is fueling these people to try and kill him. What do you make of where we are with this?
What I make of all of this is that if you are going to legitimately tell people that someone is a monster, that somebody is a dictator, that somebody is literally Adolf Hitler, if you're going to tell people that this person is a constant threat, why wouldn't somebody try to eliminate that threat? That would actually be a sensible thing for somebody to do if they believe the rhetoric that is coming out of people's mouths. Now, if this happened, it was flipped.
Including you, Candace.
I think you just spoke for a very long time.
You've done 10,000 times worse than you know.
Cenk, you're going to have to learn how to control yourself. I know it's very difficult for you, but you just had a very long time to speak and we were quiet. I promise you can do that. You need to sit on your hands, then you should do that. As I was saying, if this situation had been reversed and I had just watched somebody try to shoot Kamala Harris, I would be definitively saying how wrong it was. I would be saying to people that this not want her to be president. Of course, she is not so much of a threat that she needs to be shot. They don't stop this rhetoric because they do not want these assassination attempts to stop on Donald Trump. And I want to be very clear. The circumstance that we find ourselves in the West is one of remarkable privilege. And when you're in times of remarkable privilege, right, it creates an issue of having a lot of weak men, right? Weak men are the ones that are going out here like claiming that Donald Trump is a threat, claiming that Donald Trump is somebody that is a dictator because they've never had real conflict in their lives. And you're about to see that example right now, the difference in the demeanor between someone like Cenk and Eric Prince, who I really respect, and who is somebody who has seen real conflict and understands what real threat is, right? He understands real threat. Cenk is somebody that grew up, obviously, with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's never had to fight for anything in his life and has never had to put his life before somebody else's. It's very easy for him to behave like this, to behave, demonstrate like a toddler who is throwing his toys out of the pram when he doesn't get what he wants. And so he heightens his rhetoric and says, why am I not getting what I want? This man's a dictator. This man's a threat. And he's not being realistic. And it's embarrassing to our country, whether it was a person on the right or the left.
You guys haven't addressed it at all.
Cenk, I promise you are capable
of
controlling
yourself. He wants to terminate the Constitution. So you like that?
As somebody else speaks.
Hey, give it up. Hold on. I gotta give Candace over to Don DeMarco on that one.
Don DeMarco.
She hit him with a two piece of biscuit. Like, no, but see, this is a grown man. This dude is eating, like, just look at him. He's easily over 250 pounds. No, well, maybe not. 235. But it's like, hold up, bro. You're a grown man, and you can't, just the sheer mention of Donald Trump, he loses it. Like, I had to tell Ash, I'd seen my first case from derangement syndrome. Like, it's a rare thing down here. But when I saw it, I was like, yo, this shit's real.
It's real. It's real. You lived in Colorado before? In Denver?
Not there. Like when he was. Like,
shit is real.
Yeah, I haven't seen it like that ever. I mean, I see it on X and YouTube, but yeah. I've never seen it in person. Like, yo, this is really a thing. And I mean, maybe it's just because I'm here in Florida. Like, people just be like, man.
Maybe. Yeah, I've seen it here. I've seen it here. I have literally had somebody, I refer to it often, in a restaurant turn red in the face and stand there. And she had been drinking. It was the first time she had been out. She locked herself in her house for a year. First time she had been out, full of shots and full of TDS. I am a California white liberal, and you are a you voted. You're a
hold on. She said it's the you.
Yes. You. In Broomfield.
How did you? What was your reaction?
Just the one you see me have right now. I said, "Say it. Say it."
Oh, go ahead. God.
Make it louder for the entire restaurant.
I would look. I don't have any chill, right?
They're crazy so here.
People get mad at me. Like, I have people really get mad at me because I see things that they think is effed up, but I'm laughing. Like,
right.
Like,
right. Right.
Like, I'm like, y'all are really like I mean, this is really happening? Like, kind of like a nervous, I don't know if it's a nervous reaction or it's like, is this real? Like, this is like, right. this is Twilight Zone. Like, this can't be real. But
no,
like, when I saw that.
I hope somebody got the name of that train that ran him over, because she was so right. How she crystallized that by saying individuals of his type, and she said it's a problem in the West, and it is, with these softies, who are communist keyboard players. Who don't have real conflict. While Eric Prince, a combat veteran, former, I think he's a Green Beret, who has seen war. I love Eric Prince. He's amazing.
And he was stoic the whole time. Like, he was chilling. Like, he was just like.
And Cenk Uygur is just. With the TDS,
and even after Candace called him on it the first go round, he still couldn't help himself.
It's a disease. Check
this out. Honey D, Kobe D, Homie D, Cloud. I don't think so.
Nice.
Homie don't play that. I've been substitute teacher of more respectful children. Yo, I can imagine. Hold up.
He's now, insane.
Check this out, homie. Here's the million-dollar question. Tell me what this person is on. Here we go.
Happy crying. It's like the nostalgia of Oprah in the 90s after high school, but like with the hope of today with Kamala, and there's a Swiftie right behind him. I love it so much.
What? What?
It's disgusting.
Oh. Here's the thing. Somebody actually is probably dating that.
That poor schlep needs his head. He needs a transorbital lobotomy.
Hold on, we gotta run that one back. Because I don't know. I gotta see this one again.
What the hell is this thing?
Oprah and Kamala happy crying. It's like the nostalgia of Oprah in the 90s after high school, but like with the hope of today with Kamala, and
Jesus.
And there's a Swiftie right behind him.
Oh my God. It's an evil spirit. Get thee behind, Satan. That's an evil spirit.
No.
That's evil. Is what that's evilness.
I've killed it all. Look what I've done.
Ew.
Ew. Somebody said BAP. What the
hell? Uh-oh. Oh, no, he didn't say. No, you did not say BAPS.
Oh, my God.
Like Atlanta. That movie, remember BAPS?
Yeah, I remember BAPS. Halle Berry. Okay. Yeah, I remember it.
Wow.
Yeah,
Thank you,
shout out to Homie the Clown. Shout out to Homie the Clown. I didn't bring any Diddy stuff.
Woo!
They didn't bring any Diddy material, which is probably a good thing. But I tell you what, next week, I think there's going to be a lot of revelations this week. So next week,
is Cenk acquainted with Diddy, or is he going to
come up? No, but somebody posted on X that Kamala was in a relationship with Diddy at one point. I don't know how true that is. Said that she was messing with him.
I wouldn't doubt it. She ran through every other black man in Hollywood and politics to get herself where she is. So why not?
That is a Fendi fact, you know?
Why not? She has no use for black people now, but, you know, she needed them.
Yeah,
she
you see they pissed off at Janet Jackson. You know? They pissed off at Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson's like, I'm like, so now you guys gonna cancel Janet? Yeah, right. Like, you gonna cancel Janet over Kamala? You know what I'm saying? You gonna cancel Janet, the person who we know whose parents, both parents, right? Versus Kamala, whose mama's Indian and her dad is questionable.
Neither were born here. By the way, disqualifies her for the under U.S. Code. Is it Section 2, Clause 2?
I think she was born in what, Berkeley or something, or Oakland.
She was born here, but her parents were not. Her parents
That disqualifies you though.
She's an anchor baby.
But she's still a citizen.
She's not naturalized because her parents never went through the process when she was born. She's not naturalized.
They're just letting everybody be in.
They did it with Obama. Man. They just pulled a okie doke and you know moved some paperwork around, and the woman who did the birth certificate ended up unalived. You know, this is, dude, it's some stuff gonna come out with. I think Diddy is like this fool is the iceberg. He didn't even know it. And you know, whatever. We seen the video with Obama. Ain't no party like a Diddy party. Okay, Slim Slacks. Let's see what happens.
LeBron said the same thing. so we're gonna see what happens. This is gonna get LeBronica. Interesting, you know?
Yeah.
LeBronica.
Let's get it.
Not LeBronica.
Horrendous.
That is LeBronica's nasty work.
It's gonna be fun.
Oh my goodness.
You're right. Yeah, let's save that for the upcoming week. There's a lot of revelations gonna come out. He's gonna sing like Keith Sweat, babe.
Yo, he's snitching on everybody. That dude, because you gotta think, look at the circles he's right. He's had politicians, royalty, preachers. Like everybody and their mother has been affiliated with Diddy in some way, shape, or form. I mean, record execs from, like, I'm talking like the biggest in the game, Lucian Grange and all that. Like, so somebody is going to get in trouble.
What about all these resignations? Have you seen that?
Getting real. It's getting real. Like, I saw Kevin Lyles, who used to be at Def Jam. Kevin Lyles, he's now the CEO of 300 and Warner. I think Warner. And he resigned.
Oh,
like
I didn't see that one.
Kevin Lyles gone. Yeah, he's like, so I don't know what the heck is going on, right? everybody's like running for the hills. All they had to do was just go to Bali like Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons, as soon as he started getting accusations, he was gone.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Russell Simmons is in Bali.
Oh, that's a non-extraditable.
He's out there. He got a whole. He built a hotel and a resort and everything. He's out there doing yoga, chilling.
Hercules.
Chilling. Over there doing live streams, doing live streams with Downward Dog and all that. Like, I'm telling you, Russell Simmons is out there. He's gone. He's out.
It's about to get ridiculous.
Yeah, it's about to be up. But look, everybody, thank you for tuning into the Colorado Show. We promise that we'll be more professional next time. maybe.
Yeah. What?
All right. Hey, but look, like I always say, be good at it. Everybody stay safe out there. All right? Peace.